Further synthesis issues. Well, there are many parameters that we can potentially feed into the synthesis algorithm to affect the structure of the circuit that it produces. There are many equivalent circuits for the same functionality, and they will vary in their power consumption, area use, performance in terms of maximum clock frequency, and testability. There could be some hidden logic which is hard to test. May cover that in another lecture. So the basic algorithms that I've presented do not take into account any of these sort of metrics. There are also variations in the structure of the cell libraries. For instance, a particular gate may be available in a high drive strength form, which has to be chosen if we're going to drive the net a long distance across the chip. Alternatively, we could have a chain of inverters spread out across the length of a long net, thereby regenerating its signal as we go. This sort of algorithm is included in today's logic synthesis tools. Most chips are actually designed with Synopsys Design Compiler, which is the long-standing industry standard tool for doing this. For FPGA, each vendor has their own tool as well, which we'll talk about in another lecture. The logic synthesizer will also encompass all of the standard logic minimization. You may remember from part 1A that you minimize logic by hand using Kano maps. Well, today's engineers don't draw out Kano maps, so they expect the compiler to do all of that for us. But we do need to include some don't cares in the Verilog or VHDL RTL source code so that the minimizing tools have something to chew on. So for instance, here we have specified that Y is assigned with one or other expression here, but there's also a possibility that if E1 and E3, neither of them hold, then we don't care what Y has. And by including these don't cares in a high level source, the logic minimization tools using standard logic minimization algorithms will chew away and produce a good circuit. And obviously this gives them more freedom to fit within the overall guiding metrics of power and energy use and performance, delay performance, and so on. The logic synthesizer might regenerate a sub-expression several places, or it might generate it once and fan it out using nets to the places where it's needed. And obviously this sort of design decision interacts with the very way that expressions have been factorized, whether you've multiplied out sub-expressions or not. If you do, then you might not have something suitable for sharing in this way. And in another lecture, we'll talk about optimizations which re-encode the state so that the actual flip-flops in the synthesized design don't hold exactly the same values as the high-level input. Well, not the high-level, RTL's not high-level, but as the RTL input. So state re-encoding may use more flip-flops, may use fewer, just may use them for different things. Next slide.